That was the honor song with Jeremy Dutcher and Yo-Yo Ma on the cello. And this Tuesday afternoon, we turn to the Mississauga Festival Choir and a program that speaks directly to where Canadian music is right now, rooted in tradition, but also pushing ahead forward. Joining me is Artistic Director David Ambrose of the Mississauga Festival Choir team, and they have a concert coming up May 2nd at the Living Arts Center with the remarkable voice we just heard, Jeremy Dutcher. David, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Terrific to have you. You have a very interesting project coming up, a work that bridges classical form, Indigenous language, living history, and you're also bringing an Inuk soprano with you, Deantha Edmonds, and that is tied to Red Dress Day. Let's unravel all this. Tell me about your vision behind this program artistically.
Well, it started with our organization's desire to work towards the truth and reconciliation that we need so much as a country, and especially within the arts. And that work's been ongoing for us over a number of years, including more Indigenous music and musicians in our program. But it also comes as part of our relationship that we've had with Jeremy Dutcher over the years. I've known Jeremy for about 15 years since he first moved to Toronto as a classical musician. And Jeremy sang with our Festival Chamber Choir and our choir over a few years. And so this is a little bit of a return, but also a way to celebrate the incredible work that Jeremy's been doing.
Well, I've heard Jeremy live on numerous occasions, including the TSO up here in Collingwood. And he has this remarkable way of blending the music of his roots growing up in New Brunswick, the Wolastoq Nation, language, culture. And what do you want the audience to take away from this performance?
I think for some, this will be a celebration of Jeremy's work because they're familiar with it. I think for a number of people, this may be an introduction. And the way that he has blended the traditional music of his ancestors with his own take on it, with his own sound to it, as well as, I mean, a stunning voice. I think that people will really, the impact is inevitable. I think people really sit in awe and wonder of what he has woven together. It's pretty amazing.
And tell us a little bit about the soprano, Inuk soprano, Deantha Edmonds, pairing them together. Depth, beauty, emotional power.
Absolutely. Deantha comes to us through our emeritus conductor, Laurie Dolliffe, who has worked with Deantha over a number of years. Deantha is really the first Inuk classically trained soprano and composer and has really created a name for herself with Juno nominations and many awards. And she is coming in to perform two songs, one of which, Legacy, is a song that she wrote as a response to the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, a tragedy that she has addressed in this song. And especially considering the timing with May the 5th being Red Dress Day, it was a perfect opportunity, A, to introduce Deantha to Mississauga and to our audience, but also for us to recognize this day as a really important moment for us.
Definitely context. And tell us about the musical language of the piece itself.
So she's singing two songs, one of which is completely in Inuk. The second is English and Inuk. So the one that we are performing as a choir with her will have both English and Inuk. So for us, we've been working on various languages, including the Wolastoq and Cree, etc. And each one has their own nuance and specialties. And so we've worked on the Inuk as well for this piece.
Terrific. Okay, David, tell me also a little bit about using the Living Arts Center as the venue, the scale of the forces, choir size, staging. How do you put all this together into one concert?
It's a lot. We've become pretty good at it. Our choir is about 175 singers. We're probably one of the largest community choirs in the country. So we've performed in the Living Arts Center for a number of years. We've collaborated with Mississauga Symphony, which will be about 55 players. And then, of course, we've got Jeremy, Deantha, as well as some of Jeremy's musicians. So all told, will be about 230 people up there. And
wow, that's awe-inspiring in itself.
It is. And the power of the music and the power of the singers and the orchestra, I think, is going to be really impressive and hopefully really important and meaningful to our audience. Yeah.
Now, what would you tell, I'm sure you have your core audience who attends all your events, subscribers, and what would you tell a new listener why they should go out and see this performance. This is May 2nd, 7:30 p.m., Living Arts Center. You can get your tickets at mfchoir.com. And I'm speaking with the artistic director of the Mississauga Festival Choir, David Ambrose.
I think it's a great introduction if you're not really into choral music or haven't been exposed to a lot of choral music. There's parts of this program that are going to feel like a good introduction. I think it's also a great introduction to the work of a number of Indigenous artists. We're featuring five or six different composers from across Turtle Island, or Canada, as we may call it, that we will be performing. And the introductions, I think, will help people access the music so that they don't feel like they're going in completely blind or not understanding the context. And then also just giving themselves a chance to sit back and let the music impact them in whatever way it happens. There's a lot. Our choir has really enjoyed the experience of learning this music and understanding how it feels, not just about how it sounds, but also how it feels. And so I think that that's something our audience will likely take in as well.
Terrific. Thank you, David. Good luck to you and that enormous, enormous team that you're leading on this very, very memorable event. There's something incredible, the impact of hearing voices together live in a shared space, that human blend.
Absolutely.
Absolutely inspiring. Good luck to you and your team. You can get tickets at mfchoir.com. mfchoir.com. Join David and his wonderful Mississauga Festival Choir team, his entire crew, the incredible soloist joining, Jeremy Dutcher, Deantha Edmonds, for a spectacular occasion. That is May 2nd at the Living Arts Center, 7:30 p.m.
Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you, David. Okay, and we actually have an original by Deantha Edmonds we can enjoy here together. Mark Feuer joins the Newfoundland Symphony. Here is the voice of Deantha Edmonds, one of her original works, Rings No. 3.